every one of the funds was up and in direct proportion to how they should be regarding risk. The G fund always goes up. It was up about just short of 0.2%. The F fund about almost 0.4%. The C fund, 3.8%. The S fund, 4.48%. And the I fund, 3.63%. So it was a good month across the board. And all the L funds did that also. And one thing I'd like to point out, if people are in the L 2010 fund, we happen to be in 2010. And you'll notice that the L 2010 and income fund look alike because they are alike right now. And what's going to start happening is the 2010 is going to become the income fund, and then they're going to add a 2050 fund at the back end to replace what was the 2040 fund.
What were some of the factors that that led to the almost all the funds doing as well as they did last month?
Well, I think with the G fund, that's pretty simple. That's a fixed rate of interest. With the F fund, which is bonds, that's because interest rates continue to be low, so anything that provides interest, like bonds do, are going to go up. Bonds thrive in a low interest rate environment, and that's what's going on with the F. The stocks, everybody's a little mystified. I think the economic news is good, although not as good as people would hope. We, at least to me, appear to be in an economic recovery, but it's not happening as fast as people would hope it would. But last month, a lot of companies came out with their earnings reports for the quarter, and they were quite good. The other thing you're running into is a lot of money managers, be they mutual funds or pension fund managers, et cetera, who've avoided going into the market, have missed a good bit of the run-up. And now, since they have to report to people at the end of the year as to what they've been doing, they're jumping on the train, maybe a little late, but jumping on, creating a lot of demand for stocks because they want their investors to see that they're fully invested at the end of the year.
We're speaking with Paul Juracek with Ameriprise Financial Services in Bethesda on this edition of TSP Snapshot. As we've done in the past month, we're taking a look specifically at some of the funds of the TSP. And this month, Paul, we wanted to cast our eyes on the F fund. What can you tell us, first off, historically about the F fund? It's been a part of the TSP almost from the start. Am I right?
That's right. The TSP started in April of 87 with one fund, the G fund. But soon thereafter, in January of 88, they added the C fund and the F fund. And amazingly enough, since inception, the F fund has earned 7.1% a year compounded, meaning, and I did this little calculation, if you put $100 in it on the day it opened, it would be worth $452 at the end of October of this year.
What are the investment instruments that constitute the F fund?
It's in high-quality corporate and government bonds. So whereas the G fund is somewhat of an artificial security invested in very short-term government bonds, the F fund uses longer bonds, longer maturities, et cetera. But all high quality, no junk bonds, no foreign bonds, anything like that. And what has happened since that date, over the 22 years of its life, almost 23 now, you will find that it has been the greatest bull market for bonds in history because interest rates have been very low throughout. Look at today. We have basically 0% interest rates. I looked yesterday for a client. A three-year treasury bond pays 0.4%. So when rates go down, bonds go up. So that has been, it has been just a wonderful time for bonds. And the day of reckoning will come because at some point with the deficits we're running, et cetera, we're going to have to start raising money, borrowing money, and we're going to have to pay higher interest rates on government bonds. And once you do that on the government bonds, it drives the rates up on everything else. So when that happens, the F fund performance should turn around, at least in the short term. The one thing I will say about the TSP investor group as a whole, they chase the returns. So since the F fund has had very good returns over the last couple of years, I'm sure a lot of people have flocked to it. And so I'll bet you it's a pretty high percentage. And people are still very skittish about stocks, and I personally think that's wrong if they're thinking long term. But I think a lot of people have flocked to the GNF funds.